Okay, so here we are, 2 seconds later, and we're doing End Another Thing.
Woohoo.
And hopefully I'm not going to mess up these questions again, but I'm, you know, not used to navigating Facebook and doing a podcast, so pardon me if it takes me a second. So we've got some questions here from different people. And let's see, Chris wants to know if the worst happens in November, which means if Donald Trump were to win, what is your initial plan of action?
I'm building a bomb shelter.
I'll curl up in a fetal position and suck my thumb and cry. That's what I'll be doing. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Oh, well, there was a couple, you know, we didn't talk about, not that there's tons of things to talk about, but one Mary said, get out, you two were on Days of Our Lives. So yes, we were both on Days of Our Lives. It was, let me just give you a little backup on this. I started watching Days of Our Lives when I was 9.
I started when she was a year old.
Well, you could tell your story in a second. So I started when I was 9.
She's bossing me around.
I'm a bossy bitch. And but anyway, so, you know, actually, here's the story. In 1977, I was 9 years old, and my mom was going to move out to Southern California. So I stayed with my grandmother, her mother. And one afternoon, I was, you know, at home, whatever. And the TV, I turn on the TV, and I see this scene happening on Days of Our Lives, which I really hadn't watched before. But I see it was this teenage girl and this teenage boy, and they were going to have sex for the first time. And so even though I was a little prude, which my mother can totally attest to,
oh, yeah.
I was fascinated and I got hooked. So that became, you know, my favorite soap opera. And I started watching it as much as I could every summer, if on Christmas break. And then when we got VCRs, I was taping it and both of us watched it together. You watched it. Like you said, when I was a little baby, my grandmother Johnson, my dad's mother, also was a fan. So I used to watch it with her, my Grammy. And so then cut to, I think it was like 1988 or something, I started working at a department store in Glendale, California, which was close to Burbank Studios, which is where they filmed Days of Our Lives. And I was working with...
No, they did it at NBC.
Yeah, what did I just say?
Burbank Studios.
Well, yeah, NBC Burbank.
Yeah, but it wasn't Burbank Studios.
Oh, okay.
I'm correcting you.
Okay.
On
the air. So, but all the people would, from Days of Our Lives, you know, a lot of them would come in and shop. I also worked with what they were called fragrance models, and you know, they'd come in on the weekends, and they would also be actors that would, you know, work on the show from time to time. You were an extra on the show for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then you and I studied at the Dvorak and Company Acting Studio in Los Angeles. And when we graduated, we were in something called the professional level, where we would invite casting directors and agents to come, and they would bring us, you know, sides, which was basically a little tiny scene, maybe 2 pages. And then 2 actors would have 5 or 6 minutes with those pages. And then we would go and perform them. And then like the casting director, if they liked us and thought that, you know, we were a good actor, or whatever, they would, you know, bring us in and have us audition. So our acting coach, Wayne, who we love so much, knew, she's no longer with us, but her name was Fran Bascom.
Wonderful woman.
Yeah. And so my mom and I kept begging Wayne, like, please bring Fran in. So finally he did. And Fran brought Ron Sperber, who was her assistant, and they were so awesome. And so they, you know, they watched us, and then they pretty much called everybody in. Everybody got work from that, but you and I were the luckiest.
Yeah.
You were the luckiest of all, because you worked so much, you were able to get insurance.
Yeah.
So you played Eliana.
Maid to the evil DeMira family.
Yeah, Stefano DeMira.
Woohoo!
And I initially started off as a model, and then they hired me again as a model, which the second time I worked on the show, the first time I worked on the show, I worked with 2 other people from our acting studio. So it was really comfortable. And I had watched that show forever. So I felt like I knew everybody. And plus I was, you know, doing a scene with 2 people that I had studied with. So I was really comfortable. The second time they called me back, which was a few months later, I was alone. And I remember when I watched it on television, I looked like such an idiot, because I looked directly into the camera, but it is Days of Our Lives, and they didn't care, and they just kept it. And then they hired me again a couple months later to play a reporter, and then after that, they hired me as a police officer, and then I stayed a police officer. For like 6 years, I was a police officer, but the full 7 years that you were on, you were Eliana.
I was Eliana the whole time, yeah. And actually, the second time I came in, they tried to change my name to Martha. I was having none of it. Yeah. Martha, are you freaking kidding me? So I said, no. Her name is Eliana. Yeah,
that reminds me. Who's the guy, the police chief?
Oh,
I can't think
Jim
of,
Reynolds.
Jim Reynolds. Yes. And I don't remember the name on the show. It's
Black
been so
Irish.
Long.
Oh my God, yeah, that was funny.
Well, I have to tell that story now. But anyway, he was a African American and he was super cool. And one day they had him in this like really bright green jacket. And I just looked at him and I said, hey, are you Black Irish? But anyway, I used to just be an idiot. So,
it was St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know
why.
I don't know if it was. It was just funny.
I believe it was.
Now I forgot. Oh, yeah. So we were doing the scene together and I can't. They gave me some stupid name, too. I was probably like Martha. I don't know why they liked that name, but I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not going to be called Martha. So then all day I'm trying to come up with a name, right? And I'm like, no, I don't like, no, not Karen. No. So finally I like decided, okay. And I tell James, just call me Natalie. And he goes, okay. So we do the scene and then he calls me Kim. I was like, whatever. it was so stupid.
It was very loose on Days of Our Lives, but it was fun. It was a fun experience. Except it wasn't fun when you had to be there at 6:45 in the morning. Oh my God.
No, it wasn't fun. But it really was fun because, you know, it was an opportunity to work with people that we'd watched for many years.
It was like coming home.
Yeah. There were a few people on there who I didn't like, but I'm not gonna be a bitch and call them out now.
No, me either.
But there were a couple of them that were really horrible. But most of the people
were very, very, very nice.
Yeah, they were so hospitable and friendly, and it was a fun, easygoing set, and I really enjoyed it. Okay, so now I want to see if I can find a couple other questions. How about this? This is from Scott. What are some of the less obvious things that men can do to help improve gender equality? Gender equality for the lives of women in general. So, what would you have to say to that?
Well, I think one of the things you can do is speak up. Mm-hmm. When you hear somebody say something that's just not kosher in regard to women, speak up.
Well, talk about that story you told me about the time that somebody said the N-word in front of you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I learned a long time ago. I've done this for people who have sent me jokes that have racial slurs. And somebody one time had said the N-word in front of me. And I just said, don't use that language around me. I don't like it. And, you know, this particular person argued with me. And I said, no, you can call somebody a whole lot of names to impart how you feel. That is unacceptable because what you're doing is denigrating an entire demographic of people based on their skin color. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be able to stand up, because when you do that, the person that you're addressing who has made that remark, the only comeback they have is going to be something that is ineffective, mm-hmm. and nasty, quite frankly, and will only illustrate the depth of their depravity.
Yeah.
So I think that's the most important thing you can do, is to stand up. And if you are working with women, to realize that women are just as smart and sometimes smarter than men. So to actually listen to them rather than dismissing them when they have something to say, when they come up with an idea.
Yeah, and not like there's that whole thing where a woman will come up with an idea and she'll be ignored. And then a man will come up with that same idea and he'll get the praise. And
they can be sitting right next to each other. And it's like the woman never spoke. It happens a lot. So that is how. I mean, if a woman comes up with a great idea, instead of taking that idea and stealing it and saying it as your own, say, hey, that was a great idea that so-and-so
had.
Well,
you know, in business, that's not necessarily always going to happen. So maybe, you know, if you see it happening, that's when you speak up and say, wait a minute, she just said that 5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
If you know, because the person who's going to steal an idea, I think, would steal it from pretty much anyone. But you know, if you see it happening, and then I would also add that, you know, just, I get dismissed a lot as a feminist, and it's less and less. So I'm happy to say that. And it's not even just only from men. I mean, obviously there are women out there who don't recognize, or maybe recognize is the wrong word, but I guess work against our own best interests. And so, you know, I mean, sometimes whether it's about women coming forward with, you know, rape allegations, or, you know, instead of to just automatically assume that they're lying, or automatically assume, you know, because I always hear that argument, you know, innocent until proven guilty. That's true, of course, but that's in court. And, you know, when someone comes up and says, hey, this happened to me, that doesn't mean that we just, you know, call them liars or ignore them. They should be taken seriously.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I see too many times where, you know, oh, that kind of an attitude. Oh, and it's like, we're, you know,
like there's no big thing. It's like, yes, it's a big thing.
Yeah. And I think the best thing that we can do is just acknowledge we're all here. We're all equal. We're all people. I mean, not necessarily equal in the eyes of the law, because we still have a ways to go before that's totally secured.
ERA.
Yeah, Equal Rights Amendment needs to be ratified, which it is not. I won't go into my spiel on this show about it, but you can guarantee I will later. But, you know, I mean, it's basically, you know, human rights are women's rights and all of that stuff. It's true. It's just, it's equal means equal. And if everybody would, you know, or more people, I should say, would just recognize that and not be dismissive. That's my answer, is that I think we should all just make an effort to trust women. You know, with their bodies.
Just make an effort to respect each other. Yeah, no matter the gender, no matter the color, no matter the age. There's so much disrespect going on towards people in this country. It really is unbelievable. And we're all human beings. We're all in the same boat. We all are in the same country. We all are on the same planet.
Yeah. We're a big global family.
Yes, we are.
And we all need to love each other.
Kumbaya, my lord.
On that note, well, thank you, Mommy, for being on my podcast.
You're welcome, baby.
This was fun, and I'm sure you'll be a guest again on my show.
Well, thank you.
And
I hope everyone was entertained,
and I hope that everybody
and informed.
Goes. Yeah, everybody visits annewerner.info.
Yes, and it's W E R N E R. People always misspell it.
And look up our books on Amazon. That's Crazy by Ann Werner, and Cooper's Grove by Ann Werner, and Dreams and Nightmares by Ann Werner.
Peyton's Choice by Kimberly A. Johnson.
Oh my God, are you sick of us yet? All right, that's it. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.
Have a lovely.